1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, fuck. Thank fucking God, man. It took me forever to recover the Audacity program. Welcome, everybody, to our pre-show. I say every guddies. What does that mean? Hi, it's Phil. I'm in Newport Beach, California. It is, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's a Wednesday night. I have just come back from dinner with my sisters, and what you're going to hear tonight is that very dinner. You're going to hear just a slice of it. You get to about 24 to 25 minutes. Is that how much? I can't remember. Maybe not even that much of my sisters reminiscing about me. Do I do this because I have a huge ego? No. Do I do it because it's an easy show to produce? Yes. Do I do it because it's an easy show to produce after having a few beers? Yes. Do I do it because it's an easy show to produce after having a few beers and may be of some interest to you? Yes. All of that and more. I'm currently at the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach, the Back Bay area, where they have a beautiful swimming pool and all kinds of bullshit, which would make you think that I'm the shit staying here, and yet I don't even dare go out of my room because the place frightens the shit out of me. I have gotten myself two or three beers from the little... You know, these days when you stay in a hotel, folks, I hope you realize, you don't get room service. Yes, they do have room service, but most of these fucking dumps have got shops downstairs and you can go and buy food. And you're supposed to think that that's just so jerk-off fantastic. So let me explain something to you if you don't know this already. When you go downstairs and there's a big shop where you can buy food, that's the hotel saying to you, hey, we can save money on room service, employing people to provide room service. We don't have to provide people who are servers and chefs and all that other shit. We just got a bunch of shit in a shop. Can we charge the same for a room? Of course we can. Do we think people are stupid? Yes, we do. And now here's Phil talking. Are you stupid? I'm sorry, folks. I'm going to have to answer the question. Yes, you are, because you put up with this shit. Am I putting up with it? Yes, I am. Am I dumb? You bet. All right. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Mr. Henry. Thank you. Okay. So anyway, today's show is going to be a live conversation with me and my sisters from the whatever dump we're at here. What's this place called? The Hyatt Regency Newport Beach. Whatever. All right. I love you all. I'll talk to you cats on the other side. Hi, it's Phil Henry, and welcome to today's podcast, today's netcast. It's from Newport Beach, California. You can tell that we are a little bit live and a little bit remote here. And I'm down here to have dinner with my sisters, which I think I've been mentioning to you guys off and on for the last few days. And really, all this is sort of a semi-annual regular dinner that I have with my sisters. It happens to fall during my birthday week. So listen and learn as I not just talk to my sisters about, you know, life in general, but I specifically ask them for memories of me. What are your memories of your brother Phil on this, the occasion of his birthday? And listen, I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Hi, guys. It's Phil Henry. I've got my sisters, Joanne and Marianne, here. We're at the bungalow in Corona Del Mar. I'm going to go from sister to sister to ask them their most vivid memory of me. And we'll see how we go from there. We're waiting for our dessert. Marianne says she has a lot. Joanne has one right now. So Joanne, my sister Joanne, born in Canada. Joanne was born in Canada and then moved to the States with our parents in 1950. What's your most vivid memory of me, Joanne?
This is really vivid. So I have to share with you the fact that Philip was quite the swimmer in the pool. And the most vivid memory for him, for me, was trying to grab him in the pool. He was like a slippery sardine, like a slippery fish, like a porpoise, a tiny whale. I couldn't catch him. He would bounce out of my arms. Anyway, that's the most profound vision I have of him. I can see him right now. Anyway, enjoy your evening, everyone.
What about Betty?
Oh, yeah. Betty? Yeah. So we did a lot of role-playing when we were children. I was a bit older, and Philip, unfortunately for him, was Betty. And he played along. He was so natural. He had earrings. He had a purse. He also had my mom's mink stole on. This is nothing he asked for. I was the dress designer. I put all the outfits together. You know, he role played. I remember the bedroom. We were in my bedroom, I think. Yeah, all of us on the bed, and he just went right along with it. He was easy to work with. So he's a treat. And thank you.
Bobby's here, our waiter.
We're doing a podcast.
Yeah, I'm recording some stuff for tomorrow.
So yeah, so he was lots of fun to be with.
Espresso. Espresso?
Yeah. Would you like, may I?
What's that?
May I bring you one?
Yes, I'd
love it. Lots of fun. Lots of fun to be with.
Thanks, Eddie.
Lots of fun. Bye-bye.
Marianne, my dear sister Marianne. What is your most vivid memory of me?
It's probably not like Joanie's, but I just remembered.
Hold it.
I just remembered that Dad's all, what the hell is that smell? Who did this? Who did this? God damn it. Well, somebody melted crayons in the floor heater.
Oh, yes.
And who got blamed for it? Who got blamed for it?
You did.
Me.
That's right.
And who did it?
That's right.
Did you have to scrape it off?
Philip.
Yeah, I did.
I know, I got, I don't know what Dad did. Did he slap me around?
He slapped you. He did. He punched you, honey.
And then the other thing is Philip used to hold me down and when I was like did something to him, like I'd go in his room and search around and look for things, you know, look in his drawers. He held me down and then he'd loogie. He'd take this long loogie.
I don't remember.
And he
that.
Would hang it in my face. You oh, did.
I don't remember that.
You did. You'd go and then you'd just hang this loogie in my face.
Jesus. Oh, honey, my little sister, Marianne, I did, unfortunately, I did. That was terrible. I distinctly remember when I melted crayons on the floor heater and I blamed Marianne for it. And our father blamed her for it. And he did strike her. And from that day to today, I haven't stopped apologizing for it. And Marianne has said to me, I'm going to leverage this till the day I till the day I die. That was messed up. But my only excuse, honey, is that I was only 5 years old at the time. And obviously our father struck such fear in us that I was willing to blame you rather than take the blame for that.
It's okay. I got why you blamed me because, you know, he was awful.
Poor Marianne.
So, yeah, you started acting at a very young age.
Yeah.
4 or 5.
I started acting what age?
How old are you? I think you were 4 or 5 when you started acting.
When I started lying, is what you're saying.
Your first role was Betty.
Betty. This is a beautiful... I'm so glad that Joanne remembered Betty. I remember Betty.
Yeah.
And there I was with my sisters. They dressed me up as a woman. They put me in high... I do distinctly remember high heels.
Yeah.
I was put into high heels,
and
yeah.
And you loved every minute.
And I was down with it, man. I was totally down with it, bro. I was Betty in my heels and my hair. Oh, my God. Isn't that a riot, man? That was back... We were on 7th Avenue at Arcadia. It had to be the late 50s, early 60s. And it's a funny, funny memory. The other memory I have is our dear late brother, Dara. And I'll never forget Christmas morning, Dara waking us all up. Thank you very much, Bobby. Dara waking us all up and saying, let's go see what's under the tree. It was one of my most brilliantly vivid, beautiful memories of my brother, Dara. We all snuck out and we looked what was under the tree and we saw all the magical...
Lots of
presents that were there and all of the things that I loved and that was Dara to me, you know, that he would lead that kind of marvelous, beautiful memory for us.
Nice, you know what I remember about Dara?
What's
that? Dara, unlike me, well, I love beautiful things, but he loved beautiful things.
Yeah.
He loved beautiful music. He was an artist.
He was a comedian.
He was funny. He was a comedian. Funny, he loved beautiful women.
Yep.
His first wife was exquisite, black hair.
Yep.
But he loved beautiful things, beautiful leather notebooks and calendars. Anyway, he was outstanding.
Yeah, he was. Our brother Dara served on a nuclear submarine in the U.S. Navy. And just the other day, I was talking to Don Olander's... nephew, Jack, who is serves in the U.S. Navy right now, and I told Jack about our brother Dara. I said, my brother Dara served in the USS Barb, and it was not too long after the Thresher went down, and Beth, Jack's mother, said, oh my God, how did your mother handle that? I said, our mother didn't handle it well. Remember, Mom was worried that our brother Dara would be lost on board the Barb because the Thresher had gone down.
Yeah.
And Beth is all, I don't know how she dealt with that. I would have been scared to death. But Dara's greatness was in his service to the U.S. Navy. But also, he was an early comedy influence for me.
Yeah.
He was a funny man. That's how much I loved him.
Wasn't the Barb was a sister ship to the Thresher.
It was a nuclear submarine. The USS Barb and the Thresher were both sister submarines, part of our new nuclear fleet, which included the Nautilus, the Barb, the Thresher, and other ships that came after that. Marianne, any other memories of my ass as a weird ass?
You know,
that was pretty funny shit, though, about Betty. Yeah.
No, I mean, I used to torment Philip. I used to just terrorize him. I would terrorize him. He would be like the little porpoise.
You did it on purpose, then.
Yes.
He was a little porpoise.
And he loved that swimming board.
I did.
The jumping board, what do you call it?
The diving board.
Diving board. Yeah. So he'd get scurry up and get out of the water, and then he'd run over the diving board, and they'd dive back in, and they'd go up that little railing and go out. So every time I'd be waiting in the corner while he's going up that little railing, and I just pull his pants down. And he'd get so pissed.
I remember that.
Remember how I'd hide,
and
then I'd pull his pants down? He'd get so mad.
Oh, you did. I can see his bare ass right now.
I can see his bare ass right now.
Oh.
So what I remember, look at this. They've just brought to me.
Oh, Phil.
There's only three of us left in the restaurant.
No.
Oh, look at this. Thank you, Bobby.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Philip. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Bobby. Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful thing. Thank you. Go ahead, you guys. Oh, I have to make a wish.
I'll make a wish. Make a wish.
We're doing a wish.
Yes, I made a really good wish.
Okay, good.
Okay, now you guys dig in. Marianne, come on, baby. So there it is. Those are my sisters. Those are our memories. I think back on when we would be in the pool for the summer and we come out of the pool and we'd watch goofy shows like Malibu Run and Surfside 6 and 77 Sunset Strip.
Oh, 77.
And the Twilight Zone. We'd have to go to bed before the Twilight Zone. Outer Limits.
All the Broadway shows that were playing on the radio.
And our mother and father would. Our mother and father loved Camelot. They loved My Fair Lady. They loved, what was the one, the Scott, Brigadoon.
Brigadoon.
I love Brigadoon.
Exodus.
Oh, South Pacific.
Our father listened to Nancy Wilson. He lived to Dave Brubeck. He lived to Frank Sinatra.
There you go.
That was the music that played at our home.
Billy Holiday.
There was no Billy Holiday.
Black lady.
Lena Horne. My dad was a stone Lena Horne fan.
So that's the music that was playing in the house all the time.
All the time. And I think that's why I had such a love of jazz.
Not much TV. I think it was mostly...
We watched our fair share of TV, though, I'll tell you that.
Casper the Friendly Ghost? Remember, what's his face? The little mouse and the cat.
Oh, Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry,
yeah. Yeah, we had our beautiful moments. There was a stretch there in the Henry family that we had this momentous, marvelous era of... I remember our mother sitting down with our father. Mom would break out the Viceroy cigarettes, mm-hmm. and they'd sit down and watch TV together.
Yeah,
Dad would have his Cools or his Salems, and I would kiss my father goodnight. I'd go to bed, and I lived in the back little room, and I could hear them until I went to sleep laughing at some TV show they were watching.
Probably Ed Sullivan.
I remember one night my father going, go for it, and our mother is going, oh, no, Herb, no, come on, do it. And I'm thinking, they must have been watching a Twilight Zone. There's something where a guy's going to kill himself. I don't know what it was. All right, kids. That's my interview with my beautiful sisters, Joanne and Marianne.
Come eat your birthday cake.
Oh, I got to eat my birthday cake now. Peace out. Love you all.
Bye.
Talk to you. Bye.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thanks for listening, guys, here live from, or sort of live from, or recorded from Newport Beach, California.